I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we accomplish this with business development, job creation, and service. That's right. Every Friday here at 10:30 a.m., yours truly, Robert Gatewood, I am bringing you a message, a marketing sermon, tips, ideas, inspiration, information to help you become a better business owner, nonprofit owner, organization runner, or whatever you are. That's what we are here for, because if we do this, then we're able to close this economic gap between our community and others. So if you're welcoming, if you're a new listener, I'd like to welcome you. Whoever you are, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, nonprofit, if you're working for the government, if you're working in private industry, if you don't even have a job, I want you to listen up, because we're going to provide something here today that you can use, as we do every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood, the host. Now, I've been doing this for over 6 years, and we have made some headway. We've had people visiting my office. We've had people calling in. We've had people emailing, people coming out to our networking events, which is first Friday of every month. And I am starting to feel like we are making an impact, because we all have to do something. There is so many needs in our community. We have young ladies who are prematurely getting pregnant. We have young men who are unemployed, and some of them are resorting to violence. We have adults who have been outsourced and their jobs have been sent overseas, and they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So what I have done is built this platform, this medium, so that we can collectively come together and to let you know that you are not alone. Some people don't just consider the entrepreneurship as an option. They think the only way thing you can do is go to work, get yourself a good government job, and when get passed around through private industry from one job to another. But when you own your own business, you control your destiny. Personally, I was in corporate America for 20 plus years, and it didn't seem to matter how successful the company was, how big it was, how many employees they had, how many stores they had, how many offices they had, how big the conference room was. At some point, if somebody decided they didn't want to do this anymore, it was too much work, they needed to cut back, they didn't like your politics, the way you look, you could find yourself on the outside looking in. And I really just got tired of the BS, to be honest with you. So I said, enough of this. So I have been now an entrepreneur for almost 30 years. I know some of you all are saying, well, 30 years, he must have started when he was 3. And then maybe not saying that. But anyway, I want you to know there are options. You're not alone. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out about what's going on. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Twitter page and keep abreast, because we will not leave you in the dark, and we're going to tell you the truth like it is. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't sell you pie in the sky. We don't tell you you're going to go out here and take one of our tips and become rich overnight. It's just not going to happen. What you have to do is embed yourself in the process. I'm going to repeat that. You have to embed yourself in the process. And once you commit yourself to your idea, to your reason for being, or like the French call it, the raison d'etre, why are you on this earth? When you discover that and commit to it, and build a successful business around it, you will see some magical things happen. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. Just follow the lead of all the other successful people, and you will find out they had a similar story. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com. I also have in the studio today Ms. Charette Gordon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charette, and welcome to the Marketing Pulpit this morning.
Thank you, thank you.
We are here trying to save some businesses, spread some marketing gospel. If I have to save a soul to do it, I'm not averse to that either.
Well, you know, let me say, don't say try. That is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
That
That's
is
right.
what we're doing.
That's what we are doing. I like that positive attitude. Boy, you a positive Miss Sunshine today, huh?
I'm Miss Sunshine every day.
Okay. Well, look at you, girl.
I'm just real excited today.
I see. What are you so excited about? Did you get a good cup of coffee? You know, sometimes you go into 7-Eleven and get your coffee, and sometimes it's a bad batch. It's been out there too long. It's kind of thick. It's so thick you have to chew it.
Chew it, shovel it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, not having a good entrepreneurship week at all.
Okay, you're not. Okay.
No, car broke down, lost 2 clients.
Good God almighty.
A little bit of technical issues with some machinery.
Well, you better be happy to be sane, to stay sane after all
I'm
that.
I'm happy to be sane.
All right, well. Well, welcome. Hopefully, I'm glad you have taken it all in stride and you have such a positive outlook. But, Charette, isn't that what we have to do as business owners?
It is. If you don't, I was saying to a friend not too long ago that if you decide to get into business, mm-hmm. that you have to have made up your mind that you're going to give it everything. If you're not willing to give it everything, don't bother.
Boy, that is... True worries have never been spoken because you're going to lose some friends, some family members.
Yes, some money.
Some money. But on the other side, you're going to pick up some family members, some friends, some
yes.
money, some resources.
Yes.
There is nothing in this world. I'm just going to say this as an absolute. There is nothing in this world more fulfilling than owning a successful business. You have the respect of your family and friends. You have a legacy to pass down. You have
That's
income.
True.
You're doing something that you love. You're not having to put up with some little snot in an office who's telling you, who's half your age, telling you what to do.
What to do and how to do it.
Telling you when you can go to lunch.
Yeah.
And when you have to come back. I would never get used to that again. That's when I decided, Charette, I'm in this forever.
I work somewhere where they control bathroom breaks.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst.
But think about this. Now, when you go to prison, they tell you when to get up, when to shower, when to come, you know, eat, when to sleep, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
In some jobs, it's not a lot different.
Not a lot different.
You
this when you got to be here. This when you're going to eat.
You can't leave the premises without somebody's permission.
Where are you going? What time are you coming back?
You cannot get in your car and go across the street without telling somebody. That scares me.
Yeah.
So I can't ever go back to that. I don't care. I have to be living in a box. I don't care. Selling pencils on the street. I am free, master. I'm free.
I'm free.
Free, kizzy. So anyway, I had to. And now let me tell the other side for 20 plus years, I was in corporate America. I needed that background. I needed that experience to propel me to owning a successful business. So I don't want anybody to think I'm knocking being out there, going out, getting that job, that experience. But I do think you have to have some type of exit strategy when you're working. Don't consider that the end. Consider that the means to an end. Because you really want self-sufficiency. You want to be independent. You want to be your own person at some point. And you want others around you to have, to witness, to bear witness, to amen, be able to share in your success and all that you are doing as an entrepreneur. So anyway, I'm on the pulpit today because I was out, Charette, I was out yesterday at a trade show over in Montgomery County, North Bethesda, called the Power Conference.
Okay, tell me about
that. And there must have been 1,000 successful women. It was a women's conference. It was mostly women.
How'd I miss that?
You know what? I was kind of shocked that I didn't know about it.
Okay.
I was invited as a participant. The final TV show that comes up in the fall, it's actually a TV show that's going to be on Fox Channel 5, and I'm going to be the host of the show.
Okay, so I guess I must be your assistant there somewhere. I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah, I'll
be
there.
Come on down.
You need a co-host.
Right. You're going to volunteer yourself.
Yes.
So I was at this power conference, and I was part of, so we did a mock TV show.
Okay.
At the conference. So the show was from like 9 in the morning to like 5 in the evening.
Oh.
So the last 2 hours of the show, we did a mock TV show. And some of this is going to be like B-roll for the show that's coming up in the fall. And I saw all, I was witness to all of these women entrepreneurs. And I must admit, I was floored. Not surprised, because I know women are doing some very great things.
But
to see all of them in this group, in this gathering, and the information that was being exchanged, it's like, man.
Sounds powerful.
It's like they didn't need a man. I wasn't there because they, believe me, I wasn't there because they needed me. I was like collateral. And I saw ran into some of my clients and colleagues. I saw Candace Camille, she was there.
Oh, she's great.
I saw Charisse Holder from Transformations. I saw a few other people that were just, I was just, the lady has the Signorama shop, Stacy.
Okay.
And I was just really, and it was just so glad. Before, when I walked in the door, I was like that kid when you walk into the lunchroom with your tray and you don't know where to sit. You're looking around. All
too
these,
many choices.
Like everybody's staring at you. Like,
what are you doing here?
Really, you feel like a stranger because you're like, I don't know anybody here. But once I was immersed into the event, I realized all these familiar faces started popping up.
Oh, that's good. And you felt welcome.
I felt right. It was like a homecoming after a while. Ran into a young lady, Angie, that I actually went to school with in college. And it was really
like
a great event. My point is that people are doing it. They are making things happen. Do not sit on the sidelines and let all of this activity pass you by. The second thing, Charette, is you have to get out.
You got to get out. That's true.
You have to get out and meet those stakeholders that are vital to your business. Contractors, employees, suppliers, partners, investors, funders, they were all there. And there were some great things that happened in anyway. So just letting you know, folks, you're not alone. There are people doing it. You can do it, too. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other things that are going on. We're going to have Elena Seven coming on, and Charette is going to have a segment later on in the show. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
All right, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about what we are doing over here. We are doing a lot, quite a bit. The mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And when we do that, we solve a multitude of ills. Including with our young people, our adults, and just help to build economic infrastructure in our community so that we're not at the bottom of the totem pole of all the good things and at the top of the totem pole of all the things that are negative, such as poor health and education and job opportunities. We want to change that. I know I can't do it alone, but if I can just throw my voice on the pile of people who are actually out here doing it, then I'm glad to serve in that role and capacity in any way that I can. Now, this is how it works. There's an economic wheel out here that makes things go round, makes the world go round, really. And at the center of this wheel is economics, of course. I don't care how many times you vote or how many times you write your congressman, you're not going to be taking it seriously unless you have some type of economic might. And so what we try to do here is build that economic might by building strong businesses. And, of course, we definitely want you to get out there to the polls and vote and make your voice known on election day. But at the same time, we can do two things. We can chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. While we are pushing our social and political agenda, we also have to build our economic foundation. And the best way to do that is through building successful businesses in our community. And then the best way to do that is through successful marketing. And therein lies the name Marketing Pulpit and the mission of the show. If we can do that, we will be taken more seriously in politics, through economics, through social, political, and every other type of platform where we make a stand. We're going to have more might when we have an economic foundation. So anyway, that's what I'm doing here on the show every Friday, 10:30 a.m. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow up on some of the things we've done. The last thing I did, I think I put on the website besides the show this morning, I did a, I have a YouTube channel. We're going to talk about YouTube strategies also later in the show, among other things. We're going to talk about why trade shows have benefit and some common advertising strategies. But Charette, one thing I've been talking about social media now for some time, because it's not going to go away, first of all.
It's not. It's here to stay.
And you've seen people like Leslie Jones. She's having her having a fit with social media. The trolls got in, hacked into her account and placed some nude photos on her homepage. And, you know, I'm not necessarily a Leslie Jones fan. I think what they've done to her is terribly wrong. But I wasn't a fan of hers before this started, because I didn't like how she projected herself on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
They brought in the one young lady, Shamir Jackson, I think that was her name, black, because Saturday Night Live had a history of not hiring African-American women.
Right.
So they brought in one black lady, and seemed like she wasn't outrageous enough.
Okay, they needed bigger.
They needed somebody who acted, who would be more of a, I don't want to use the word buffoon, but somebody a little more cutting edge.
Okay.
So they brought in Leslie Jones, and the other young lady kind of slid into the background. You really hardly see her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leslie kind of made herself this bigger than life. I mean, she's on there. She's always flirting with the host, and she's telling this guy on the Saturday Night Live news, I'm going to eat you, and you tasty thing. And it was really, it kind of turned me off.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't justify what's happening to her being harassed and hacked and so forth.
No, not at all.
But what's the old saying? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. She really put herself out there. And now there's social media now. People have new and really creative ways to intimidate you and harass you.
They do.
And make your life a really living hell.
So what's the lesson in that?
The lesson is, first of all, is that you can't have it both ways. You can't come out here just acting a total fool. And then when people come after you, you become like some shrinking violet. Like, you know,
okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
If they were doing this to Cicely Tyson or Angela Bassett or somebody who pretty much comported themselves differently,
right,
I'd be mad as a wet hen.
Okay.
I'm still angry that they're picking on the sister. Now, don't get me wrong.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, you have to also be responsible in how you put yourself out here.
Okay.
And I'll be glad to take calls on this. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I just call it like I see it. I'm sorry. I had a problem before this started happening with her. And now that they are doing that to her, I'm ticked at the trolls, and a lot of it's racist. But at the same time, we have to understand that social media, it's just everywhere now. I have a new video on my website. It's called Putting Social Media's Lazy Behind the Work. I have a new belief about social media, and this is just my own belief now, because I promote this. I offer it to my clients. I help people in the social media space. I'm starting to believe that if you have social media and it's not solving problems for you, it's causing problems for you. There's very little middle ground.
I never thought of it that way.
If it's not solving your problems, it's going to be causing you some problems.
What if you're not using it?
Then it's causing problems.
That's the problem.
Really, because somebody's going to get into it. They're going to see it as an inactive account. Somebody's going to probably hack into your identity. So if you have social media, you need to be using it, and you need to be using it for good.
Yes, so responsibly.
That's right. So if it's not if it's not solving problems, particularly in the business arena, it's going to be causing you some problems. We actually have a caller on the phone. Denise, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. Are you calling to chime in on our discussion this morning?
And I really think I heard what you said about Leslie and her, you know, the way she kind of put herself out there on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that is, you know, has any basis on the way she's being treated. I really don't. I think she's getting that type of treatment because of who she is in terms of. She's a very tall, big in stature black woman, and she doesn't necessarily, represent what most people would see as attractive or beautiful, or feminine for that matter. And I think she's, you know, just being the subject of being bullied by her looks and her appearance.
Denise, I hear what you're saying. See, when I was looking at her before this controversy started, I never even considered her looks. I didn't consider her complexion, her height, her size. She could have been, what's the other lady, that Minna Ripperton's daughter?
Maya.
If Maya had conducted herself the same way, I would have the same thing to say about her. To me, it was all about the action. Now, Denise, I'm not saying that one justifies the other, but I'm just saying that I had some issues even before this started. And, and it just so happened, I said, well, maybe if she hadn't gone to those extremes, she may not have made herself such a big target.
You know, I hear your point. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I think that it may be the perspective that you're coming from and how you feel about her.
And I'm sure.
But it's right. But I don't think that that's the basis for why she's receiving the backlash. Or, you know, I think it's because of who she really is. Because a lot of the comments were not directed in terms of, from what I understand, were not directed in terms of her role on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
It was basically how she looked.
Yeah.
And it was basically, you know, centered on her appearance.
And Denise, and that's why when I started out, I was saying that I'm mad as everybody else about somebody picking on the sister. I'm saying my issue with her has nothing to do with her looks. I don't care. If they're picking on a sister of color, brother of color, then I'm going to have an issue with it, including Leslie Jones. I'm compartmentalizing. I think I'm able to compartmentalize and say, I disagree with the way you act on Saturday Night Live, but I'm still angry that people are picking on you.
Yeah, professionally, that may be. You may object to what the image she's portraying. But I think aside from that, her as an individual, as a person, she's never had any type of negative, you know, things follow her in terms of who she is as an individual, as a person.
Right.
Right. So I think in that regard is totally unfair, unfair what they're doing to her.
And I agree. Denise, I really like the way you presented your argument. I think we agree on most points. And matter of fact, I don't think we disagree on anything. So I really, I just like your feedback. You have a different perspective and your perspective is very much valued and I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Denise.
Bye-bye.
So quick question. How can Leslie Jones use social media to fight this battle that she's in now?
Twitter is actually siding with her in most regards because this one guy was beating up on her right after Ghostbusters came out and they deactivated his account.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And most of the stars have come out in her defense. And so, and like I said, I'm also one of the people who defend her against these attacks.
Okay.
I just have some issue with some other things. I have some other issues. But it's not because, it's not against her personally. It's against the way she have comported herself on Saturday Night Live.
But should she use social media, though, to try to counteract what was done to her?
Well, that's a good point. We're going to finish that discussion when we come back. This is the Marketing Pulpit, ladies and gentlemen. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We're going to talk about trade shows, and we're going to talk about YouTube strategies. I have Charette Gordon. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL. Tom Joyner in the morning and Reverend Al Sharpton 1 to 4 on 1450 WOL. WOL Washington. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2 Washington. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. Celebrating 35 years of service to the community where information is power.
You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I am here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I have in the studio Ms. Charette Gordon.
Good morning.
And she's going to come on in a few moments talking about try something new. She brings us a topic every fourth Friday of the month, and today is no exception. Quickly, I want to talk about some of the, give you a couple of quick marketing tips. I want to talk about trade shows, and we're going to talk about YouTube strategies quickly.
Trade shows.
Let's start with trade shows. I went to one yesterday, and that's why I brought that up, because some people don't see the value in trade shows. I'm just going to give you some quick benefits on how trade shows can actually work into your marketing strategy. First one, You have access, if you are a vendor or a company that in search of vendors, then you can find quite a few vendors and vendor partners by going to trade shows. That person in the booth next to you is not only just a displayer or a trade show participant, they could also be one of your next stakeholders as far as vendors are concerned. Another way is to you gain product intelligence and competitor insight. Your competitors are all around you. You can pick up some good tips on what they're doing because you're in the room with sometimes some of your biggest competitors is sitting there right across from you. So you get product intelligence and competitor insight and how to bring new information back to the shop when you get there. Another thing is you have access to some of the thought leaders in your industry. Usually they're on the big stage. Yeah, on the big stage. This lady, McQuarrie, an attorney, very popular attorney. She was one of the main speakers yesterday, and she gave a very good presentation. And I'm sure a lot of the other attorneys there and people who were trying to get into the TV, because she was also a TV, she had a TV show called The Ballers, or she produced some shows. So people in the room were actually picking, I saw a lot of people writing notes as she was speaking. And so you get that intelligence and that industry information from these thought leaders who are at these events. Also, they have a lot of training sessions, as typical at these type of events, whether it's the Power Network, that what's the guy, the one you went to?
George Fraser.
George Fraser, right. Yeah. He had one back in the summer also. But they have these breakout sessions where you can actually, you don't have to go to all of them. Matter of fact, you can't go to all of them.
No.
There'll be 20 going on at once. There might be three people. Sometimes there's only like three or two people in each one of them.
Right.
But you just have to pick and choose. They will, even if you're the only one there, they're on the schedule, they will go ahead and run the workshop. And so you can pick your topics and get some very valuable information. Sometimes it's better than even going to a class or a school, because you can pick up on, exception to the schools, but in addition to trying to build that education background and foundation, you can go in one under one roof and pick up, come out of there with a good knowledge and understanding of five different topics that you were in the dark on before.
And that goes to what you said earlier, though, about you have to get out there.
You have to get out.
You have to get out there, whether it's a trade show, networking event, what have you. You've got to get out there.
That's exactly right. And finally, you can actually strengthen those relationships in the industry. That goes back to those stakeholders. Because I was there, I mean, I wasn't even there as part of the group, but I left there with a pocket full of business cards and people that wanted to come on the show, people who wanted to talk about my services. And so just you build those industry relationships in the industry. And so trade shows actually work magic for that. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Whether you want to chime in on any of the topics, if you have a question about marketing, trade shows, social media, advertising, just give us a call if you have a question for our guest, or if you want to chime in on the Leslie Jones topic. We were talking about her and some of the problems she's having, and I'll just be controversial and just ask, is she bringing it on herself by the way she comports herself on Saturday Night Live and even in the TV commercials that she has been seen in? She's always this over sexualized person, and now that she's getting all this splashback, of course, like I said, I'm willing to come to her defense, because I know a lot of it's racially motivated, and I will always be on your side when you have to combat such types of attacks. But we also have to also look at it objectively and say, look, do we bring unwanted attention to ourselves sometimes by how we comport ourselves? Charette.
Yes, sir.
Now, you have a topic today you're going to share with us. And
I do.
Try something new. I like the way that sounds.
Try something new.
I tried a new hair gel this morning. So my Jerry curl is a little.
Your Jerry curl not curly?
It didn't quite curl.
Looking
like
at our engineer, he's like, what?
You know, my curl is a little droopy this morning. It's a little flat. So maybe trying something new in that regard. There's a story that you try something new, but it may not always work. So I'm interested in what your try something new is about. So.
Well, try something new, really in regards to everything except the Jerry curl. Except the Jerry curl.
Stick with the one that's working.
Stick with the one that's working.
Okay, thank you.
So try even today. So Periscope is not new, but we're using Periscope today here in the studio because we want to try something new.
Okay.
I think a lot of times business owners, and I'm going to speak real candid, for I know me personally,
well,
I can get stuck. You? And what I, me, I get stuck in doing the same thing the same way all the time.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, you know, and I have to remember to get out and network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get comfortable doing stuff a certain way. And what I really want to tell people is when you try something new, don't be afraid if it doesn't work. I've tried something new, like today, we were having some trouble with Periscope, but we kept trying it until finally we got it. And next time we do it, we'll do it a little better. So, oh, there you go. I see you now. There's different things that you can do in your business to help it grow. And I think, again, we get afraid. So, for example, we were talking about social media earlier.
Well.
Now, here we go. So, social media, if you're not using it, that can be a problem. If you're not using it correctly, that can be a problem. I think having these tools out there.
Well, let me throw this in here.
Go ahead.
Because you're exactly right. There are some people over there today who have been doing the same thing 10 years.
Yep.
And they're starting to see there's in law, in life, and in every day occurrence, there's something called the law of diminishing returns. It will work to a point, and then it starts to work less, even though you're putting in the same amount of effort.
That's true.
That alone is the reason to try something new, because you get like a push, a splash when you first start. And then it's going to hit a ceiling. It's going to start.
You
have
true.
That law of diminishing returns. So to combat the law of diminishing return, you have to keep bringing on new things.
Now, one of the things I want to also talk about, because you guys know I like infrastructure in a business.
Wow.
And I notice I have some clients and business affiliates that I've worked with over the years. When I say try something new, it can really hit any arena. We could be talking about technology.
Mm-hmm.
Try something new as far as technology. Try a different way of working within the culture of your business. Sometimes the business owner, well, I shouldn't say sometimes, 90% of the time, the business is driven based on the personality of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's not always working
right.
to the benefit of the business.
What are you talking about?
You might. I'm not talking
Don't
about your business, though.
Yeah, you're cutting your eyes
you know?
Over here.
So sometimes you might need to allow somebody else in the organization to take the lead in something
uh-huh.
and help change the culture there. You may want to say to yourself, look, I keep hiring people. They're not working out. Maybe I need to change, do something new, something different with my hiring practices. So, again, there's different things where you may need to try something new. But my whole premise here is to make sure that you're not afraid.
Mm.
And that if it doesn't work, try something else. The other thing is when I say try something new, maybe sometimes get out of your way and hire an expert.
Ooh.
Hire somebody who can really tell you how to do something new.
Somebody like Robert Gatewood, or I know this guy named Robert Gatewood.
Gatewood, yeah, I heard of him.
And let me tell you something, and then I'll toot my own horn. You've done a pretty good job at tooting it also, but not just me, but if you are, you're stuck in this rut, really that's about a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You're stuck in a rut. Sales are flat. Your staff is not that happy about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to shake it up. And sometimes the owner is just too close to the action.
Right.
They're not objective
enough.
They're stuck in their own ways. They've seen it this way. It's all, you know, those are idea killers. We've always done it this
yes.
way.
Yes. Why do I have to change?
Right. Well, change. Like you said, you need to try something new. And so sometimes you bring in a person like myself or even Charette or some of our other guests. You bring in a person if for no other reason than to give a different perspective.
Yeah.
And to get yourself out of the way, because you can get in your own way.
All the time.
So, yeah, you're exactly right.
Now, when we talk about, can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
When we talk about, again, trying something new, one of the things you mentioned earlier, like with the going to the trade shows and going with some of these events, I know that when we own a business, it's our baby.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anybody else to touch the baby, hold the baby, tell us what to do with the baby. But when you talk about going out to these events, some of the folks are your competitors, but try not to even see them as your competitor. Change your perspective can be something new. And look at these as people who could be business affiliates.
That's right.
That can help enhance what you're doing.
Charette, you knocked it out of the park.
Well,
thank you very much. Try something new. We're going to talk about some other new things later in the show. We also have Elena Selman on the phone. She's going to give us a quick tip this morning.
Hey, Elena.
Lane, hey, you got You got 3 minutes to get it in. I know you're out there busy with your daughter, and congratulations on her. Congratulations on that. I heard the good news. Man, she beat somebody who was number 30 in the world.
Yes.
She's ranked, the daughter's ranked 200, and her daughter beat the number 30th ranked person in the world.
That's excellent. Excellent.
Yes, the girl is from Norway. So she beat her, then she beat a girl who's 90th in the world from the U.S., which is comparable to somebody who's 30 in the world from Norway. And then she beat a girl who's 50 in the world here, who was 50 in the world in the USTA. So she's been on a roll, but she lost.
All right. Lena Sam, give us a 2 minute.
Five in the world. So
give us a 2 minute tip.
Okay. Really quick. I just wanted to talk about, I want to talk over the next few weeks. But people have to tune in next week. But next week, I deal with like depression and exercise, and I didn't realize, I've talked to like a lot of parents and things like that since I've been out here all week, you know, and they talk about kids getting depressed and things like that, but there's a way to come to build out of it through fitness, obviously, but one of which that I did want to speak about was the fact that there are, when our bodies are deficient in the B vitamin, okay, we tend, that affects our mood. And people don't always understand that. And I'm not saying that you should not go see a doctor if you are battling depression. You should. But I'm just saying there are some home remedy things that you can do. And so there is a, to the extent that science is not proving it, okay, fine. But there is some link between B12 and depression. And I just want to tell people that B vitamins has a role in producing brain chemicals that affect our mood and brain functions. And low levels of B12 and other B vitamins, such as like B6 and folate, may and could be linked to depression. So if you want to get up, you want to get out there, you want to get exercising, but maybe you lack the get up and go-ness, go and get yourself. I get them all the time. I get B12 shots. I tell everybody, go and get them if you don't want a shot. I get mine a shot because it goes directly into my bloodstream, and I really get my B vitamins. Because sometimes we don't know whether our food really has the vitamins it says it has, simply because we don't always know how our food is prepared or handled. And once that happens, it may not have all the vitamins that it is promising it has.
Well, Lena Seven, I'm going to have to give you the I'm going to have to cut it short today.
Okay, I just wanted to tell everybody, go get vitamins. That's a way to get up and go.
Lena Sam, thank you very much. We'll finish this conversation. Like you said, you're going to be bringing us some more information on this in the coming weeks, and I really appreciate that, okay?
Thank you, Lena Seven.
And good luck to Elena out there, good luck to a little Elena. All right, we also have William Maxwell on the line. William, you calling to chime in on one of the topics? Okay, we lost William. All right. Folks, okay, what we're going to do, when we come back, we're going to talk about...
Hey,
William.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was just going to chime in on the thing about the network, and I'm actually off going to a video studio now.
Okay.
Doing some video stuff, and it kind of ties into both of the topics that I kind of heard while I was listening. One about trying something new,
right,
and the other about the networking. I was at a networking event this week that was very, very, very interesting. I picked up some new leads, and I've been so busy, and it's like, you know.
Hey, William, we're gonna run out of time, buddy. Let's go to break. We'll come back on the other side.
All right. Okay.
Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL Traffic and Weather Report brought to you by your Washington, D.C. area Nissan dealers. Quick choose at Nissan.com. On 295 northbound, construction in the right lane after Pennsylvania Avenue. Before East Capitol Street, that's slowing you down from the 11th Street Bridge to get through that. The outer loop is a little slow northbound on the Beltway from Arena Drive up to Route 50, but it looks like everything there is open. It's very slow northbound on I-95 heading up to Laurel Construction north of the ICC. It's your last chance of the summer to win big with holiday bonus cash during Nissan's Bottom Line Summer event. Hurry in for great model year-end offers on their award-winning lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com today. Now, your WOL weather forecast, sunny, hot today, high near 96 degrees. For tonight, clear down to 75. Tomorrow, another sunny day and temperatures in the low 90s. Steve Hirshhorn for News Talk 1450 WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We also have a First Friday coming up on October 7.
Woo-hoo!
Go ahead and register now. We have five free seats. After that, it's $9. It's going to be wild. It's going to be good. It's going to be exciting, entertaining. Maybe not wild. I'm just trying to build
okay,
it up.
Okay, I was wondering when you said wild.
Yeah, sometimes you're on a roll. So it's not like Donald Trump. Yeah, stuff come out of your mouth and you try to backtrack it.
Too late.
It'll be wildly successful.
There you go.
Wildly successful and entertaining and informational. And we have been having these now for 5 years. Go to marketingpulpit.com. I'll be there. My other co-host will be there, William, and a few others. Charette and you
will
be there.
That's right.
So go ahead and go to Marketing Pulpit. Get on the list. We talked about the benefits of getting out. Trying something new.
Yes.
Trying something new. So this will be a good opportunity for you to put that into action. William, wrap up what you were saying about trade shows.
Yeah, I just want to wrap up that it's probably the best opportunity to grow your business
mm-hmm.
because you're actually out there with stakeholders face-to-face. The energy's there. The mm-hmm. excitement's there. And you can't replace that with anything.
Yeah, I saw.
There's no way to replace that.
I saw three of your stakeholders there. I saw Sharice Holder. I saw Fritz, the camera guy, mm-hmm. and the girl that does the signs with you, Stacy from Santorama.
Santorama, right.
So for somebody who, if you're looking for those types of services and building those types of relationships, I mean, people just there handing out cards, they're food, they're talking, they're rubbing shoulders. And you just pick the right events and make sure you try to, like anything else in marketing, you target it, make sure it's the right audience. So anybody who was trying to reach women yesterday, that would have been a great opportunity to get out. And I have them now bookmarked for the future because, I didn't know about the event until
yesterday.
I wish I would have known about the event myself. I would have definitely participated and showed up.
All right, we're going to jump on. But thanks, man. Thanks for chiming in, bro.
Okay, you all. Finish up a great show there.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. We'll see you.
See you in the studio next week, okay? All right, that's William Maxwell. He's on the show every other week, and so is Elena Seven. We have a great, great lineup of co-hosts and guest hosts that just bring variety. Each one brings a different perspective, their own talent. They're all self-employed and entrepreneurs in their own right. And so, folks, you're not alone. Jump on this bandwagon with us. And let us make you a success also. You can find out more about me. Go to GatewoodMarketing.com. If you need a website, you need social media strategy, you need a marketing plan, you need advertising, you need design services, you need somebody to just sit down and bounce ideas off of, then give me a call, 301-839-2836. I've had a phenomenal month. Some of my new clients, for instance, Yojo. Yojo is this big fuzzy bird that's a mascot. This guy, the owner, Bromley Lowe, he was the mascot for the Baltimore Orioles for many years, graduated from American University, and he has become my newest client, working with him on his web, social media, and marketing.
Oh, wow.
We also just brought on Odd Job Construction, Mr. Ricky Valenzuela. He's a construction company. He just came on. We also just brought on SW Consulting, counseling, therapist, clinical therapist, and coaching business. And so these people are reaching out. They're saying, look, like Charette said, they're trying something new.
That keeps coming up.
Look, we've tried to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening. We're going to try this Gatewood guy. This guy is new. It's exciting. He brings excitement, ideas. And I guarantee you, once I get on board with you, something's going to happen. And it's going to be good.
Thank you. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good happening. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing for the last 30 years, and I would do it for you, too. Or just go to my website, GatewoodMarketing.com, and just set up a free appointment. Come on by, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about YouTube. YouTube has been something I've been really working on a lot lately because I'm seeing some traction. Let's say you have a story. You have a story, you have a product, you have a service, and you want people to see it in action. Now, a lot of people listen to me on the radio show. Some people come out for my free consultations, but some just want to sit back and just get an idea who this guy really is.
And you can use YouTube for that?
You can use YouTube for that, because on YouTube, you can just lay it bare. You can, not bare, not like bare bare.
Oh, okay. I
put your shirt back on there.
Let's go back to Leslie Jones now.
I am not trying to do a Leslie Jones movie. But people can see the real you.
Okay.
And if you have a product, it's a good way to demonstrate it. If you have testimonials from clients.
Okay.
And some people have some complicated products and services. You really just can't write it down, or you can't describe it in words. Sometimes pictures don't even do it justice. I had one client, she has a rain stick. It's a Sensory 3 rain stick. You see the picture of the rain stick, but you don't hear it. You don't see the movement of it. You can't demonstrate it with a still photo. So we just did a strategy with her, and we did two nice videos of her using the rain stick with therapists and with children. And it's very, just go to her website, sensory3.com. That's S-E-N-S-R-E and the number 3.com. And you will see how she's using it on her demo page. And so let's talk about YouTube strategies, how you can use YouTube in your business. Well, first you want to do, if you have a Gmail account, you are already in the Google ecosystem. YouTube is owned by Google, okay?
So I got step one done.
You got step one.
Okay,
if you have
great.
A Gmail account, you have already taken the first step.
All right.
Now go to your Gmail account, and up in the corner there are these little little dark gray boxes, and you're always wondering, what the heck was that? Well, click on it, and it opens up a whole window of Google products.
Okay.
It's got the Google Plus, it's got the Google Drives, and it's got all these other things that Google offers. And YouTube is part of that family. You click on that red button with the white arrow in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and it opens up YouTube. And it's already saying, look, hey, do you have an account? They're saying, you don't have a channel. Let's start one. Really, it is that simple. You push that button, and suddenly you now have a YouTube channel.
So you're saying I can do this?
You can do that today.
Okay, I'm doing that today.
You can do that. It really, it's that simple. Go into your Gmail account. Open up, and if you can't get it to it that way, if you logged into Gmail, for instance, let's say if you went into your Gmail account today and just logged in.
Right.
And then if you type in YouTube, YouTube automatically has connected to that Gmail account that you have open in your window.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you can just start building your YouTube channel right there without even having to log in again.
Okay.
Because Google has acknowledged your presence online by your being logged into Gmail. It's really cool. Google has this ecosystem. By the way, guys, Google plans to take over the world. Just give me a little.
I thought they already did. Did they take over yet?
They are so connected.
Everything.
They are so connected with you. It's kind of scary in a way. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. If you're not using social media for good, it's going to come back to something bad. If it's not solving if it's not providing a solution, it's going to cause a problem. So let's just use social media to solve some problems, okay? So you set up your channel. Let's go in there and personalize it. You can put your cover up there. And even if you don't do that, then you can do that at some other time. But the first thing you want to do is set it up. And then the second thing I'm going to teach you is that it's really cool. You can organize your videos with playlists.
Okay.
I must have almost 50 videos in YouTube.
Okay.
But there are some videos I'm not that happy to share with everybody because it's not pertinent. It's not relevant. It has nothing to do with marketing. I got pictures on me and that singing with my brothers and all kinds of stuff.
You don't want to hear that?
Well, you might. I mean, we're pretty good now. I must say, we got pretty good harmony. You may want to hear it, but it may not help you with your marketing. Okay,
gotcha. All right. Let's get back to marketing.
Right, so we were talking from a marketing vein here. So what I did, I created a playlist called Sermons from the Marketing Pulpit.
Oh, okay.
So I can create that playlist and then take the URL or the embed code from that playlist and put it on my website.
There you go.
And now all of those videos come in without bringing in the ones of me and my brother singing and me out there playing golf and me falling down and when I was in college and all that kind of stuff. Because as nice as it is, that may not be what you're interested in.
Gotcha.
So that's my second tip. Once you create your channel and just and get the videos in it. And by the way, also, once you set up your channel, there's a button up at the right corner just called upload. And you can start uploading videos right away.
Okay.
You can upload them from your phone. You can upload it from your desktop, from your tablet. It's so easy to get those videos up there. YouTube also has something that very few people are aware of. YouTube has an editing function now.
I didn't know that.
You can edit. You can cut out those sections you don't want.
Really?
Now, you can't.
Oh, wow.
You can't add content to it. You can't add, but you can edit the content that's there. Google is very
finicky like a lot of other networks like Twitter. Once you put the content out there, it's already there. You can't go back and change it. But you can cut out some of the content that's there.
Okay, so if you want to specialize in a certain segment, section, you could use just that.
There's a picture, there was a video I put up. I was doing a speech at the Order of the Eastern Star.
Okay.
And I kind of stumbled, you know, I was got distracted or something, but I kind of stumbled over my words. I went back and cut it out, and it is seamless. You would have never known it was there. And it took me a few years to figure it out. Once I figured it out, I said, man, I'm going to start making sure all my videos that get up there, that they're a little more professional. You're cutting out some of those scenes that you really don't want. Also, you can also optimize your videos, make sure they're coming up in the searches by adding the tags and the keywords.
Okay.
So when you have something out there, like in my case, marketing, advertising, whatever topic I'm talking about, I go into keywords and put those keywords in the description so they come up in searches. Also, if you're using YouTube, my guess is you want to make it public, so I don't understand why some people make these nice videos and they put
and
it on private.
They don't share with anybody.
They got it private just to watch themselves, I guess. I don't know, but
that
anyway.
That may explain the revenue not really taking off.
Try something new, like making your video public. Right, that's right. And also embed those videos in your website. If you have WordPress or some of those websites, just go to the share option and click embed, and you can copy that code right into your page. And that video plays on your site, so that the visitor does not have to leave your site to watch that video. And gotcha. those are some great. YouTube is really great. And go to my website, go to Marketing Pulpit or Gatewood Marketing, and you can see YouTube strategies at work. I have my sermons from the Marketing Pulpit right on the homepage of marketingpulpit.com. You can see how it works. You can see it in action. That's going to wrap up the YouTube sermon today. Let's talk about our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for an office, go to BLESuites.com, and you can also call them at 301-322-1700 and to find out more about how you can get your office. Also, we want to thank Charette. Charette, how can people find out more about you?
They can give me a call direct at 202-607-3364. And if they not using YouTube properly or anything else, I'm going to make sure I connect them right back to you for help.
And go to mme.info?
mme.systems.
.system. All right,
That's
folks.
Right.
That's going to wrap it up. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.